Okay, let's go back to I'm speaking with Elwood Honeycutt and Kotzebue. And we should go back to that Jade Stonehouse story where that orphan started crying.
Oh, with that drum?
Uh-huh.
And when they gone in, they asked him, they come to get some Jade for the house. He said, that man, he don't want to do them. And they want really Jade house, like this one right here. So that man, he don't want to do them. The Jade man. Then he took that little drum, small one. He got water when he tried to make him wet. That drum got bigger. It was soon real big, big drum. And he take his stick and he hit it. That was the floor. Next to it, them two kids went down, no floor. And then that little boy, that level of he tried to cry. He was going to hit again, no floor in the house. So, that little fellow, he started to cry. And pretty soon that man, he tell him not to cry, he said, you're going to burn our house. He said, but look, every time he brought a trip down, fire come out. Lots of fire in the floor. He cry more, he not. So, he tell him not to cry and he quit crying. It's his stomach, his frog come back. Then he left a look. He took the heart up. Before he know, he didn't know. So he went about, 23, 25 feet up in the air already. He started to find out. So he started to talk to the boys, but that little fellow says, you will be our genital man. In the morning you're going to take our pecan out, bring wood in, and feed us. You're going to work for us. So that man, he don't want to do that. He want to take the house back. He said if he take the house back, he give him Jade for the house. Then they starting to go back. So they go back to the ground and they went out. They start load up the sled. The Jade, he make about, I don't know how many trips. Maybe four trips. Right there, right between Silver and Nurburg, that mountain. Silver over here and Nurburg over here, Rockstick down there. Right here, when the very that sun comes out. On this side of the mountain, and the trees, they put the heart there.
What's the name of that mountain again?
Yeah, that Jade. You know that dog?
Yeah.
Silver and the roof between them.
Uh-huh.
Part of the line, they call it. And they started in the live in prison. He married his cousin's sister, the Moxic. And there was another girl, looked like her. So he had a married son, he married his own too. They started to live up there in the Jade house. And then sometime later, I don't know how many years later, they went down to Oxford. They go down in summertime. They wanted to find out what country it was. They went out. And they got to Cooper Lake. right away, they never go far out. Shears started to come up. They tried to catch him. They never catch him, but as soon as they get down to the middle of a lake, that shear sticks in the bottom of the boat. They come down to the basket. They try to paddle back, but can't do it. That one's too strong. If they land to that basket, there's a lot of people up there in standing. Top of that hill.
Uh-huh.
And they look on that flag, they said to the hard work. There was a big house there, man watching from both sides with spear and bow and arrow. And there was two more men up there on top looking, watching. They said, yeah, but if he jumped, he'd disappear. Nobody can see him. He walked up there, he looked through that window. There's two men there. There was a man, all his two wives, and two women. And all that house was sitting down. What a woman. No man at all. He really did. He put his, he drew the air point, threw them two arrows right there. And then that man, he started to wiggle around. But then ground started to move too. All and all, but then no house, no nothing, just like nobody been there. And how it appeared, came down, two four men went down to.
Mm-hmm.
And he go back to down there to his boat, and he, people can see him again.
Mm-hmm.
So he told them people to go back to their places where they come from.
Mm-hmm.
They come down and talk to him some more. And soon they start into. They go back to the oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of the story.
That's as far as that story goes, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to be putting your story in a book.
Huh?
We're going to be putting your story in a book. So, along with other stories by other elders like Clinton Swan, and others, we're going to be putting them in a book.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
They go whaling from here. My parents go whaling from here to Point Hope. On their way, Cape Townsend, I was born.
Mm-hmm.
Springtime.
Stormy place, huh?
April 5, 1904.
April 5?
April 5, 1904.
What was your mother's name in Inupiaq?
Ahodoro.
Of
Cape Thompson. Cape Thompson name Ahodoro.
Oh. How about your mother, your mom?
Huh?
What was your mother's name?
My mother?
Yeah, in Inupiaq.
Irene Honeycutt, Nagayaruk.
My
father's name? Jesse Honeycutt.
Jesse?
Yeah.
And what was his name?
This one is Lincoln. Irene Lincoln was before they married.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what is your father's name in Inupiaq?
Kusik.
And your mother?
Nagayaruk.
Okay. And your wife?
Aye.
Your wife?
My wife?
Yeah.
Susie Honeycutt.
Sweden. Okay. How many children you have?
She was a snail when he was young. She was a snail undercut.
She used to be snail, huh? Oh, okay. And how many children you have?
Who?
How many children you have? How many kids you and your wife have?
How many what?
How many kids?
Oh, we've got 7 boys and 5 girls.
Uh-huh.
They're all living around right now.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go camping during the summertime?
Hmm?
Where did you go camping during the summertime? Where did you guys camp summertime?
Oh, I've been... Before I used to camp Shilling Point when I was 6. Because I don't camp myself. I work in a school a long time. Can't go nowhere. So I keep on staying here after I work. 30 years I've been working school. Janitor work. And when I quit working, I still keep on staying in here and got to here. I fish around a little bit, all right? Hunt. Go hunt, shell hunt, fishing.
But when you were growing up, you were...
Right now, I can't do anything now. I've been sick all winter. Right now, I was under care in hospital. I had medicine every day. I don't feel too good right now.
When you were growing up, you went camping at Sealing Point, though, huh? How about during the winter time? When you were growing up? Did you do any camping winter?
I don't hear too good. You talk a little louder.
Oh, when you were growing up, did you camp during the winter time? In the winter?
We're going to camp up here about 9 miles. We got a house there. In the fall time after freeze up, we went up there and put net in a lake and stay there about 2 weeks.
Did you travel a lot in your lifetime? You travel a lot?
No. I don't travel too much. I went to Barrow, Nome, Yankee, Global, Seattle, okay.
When you said you were... You said when you were growing up, you used to go up there with your parents for whaling, huh? Point Hope?
I went up to Point Hope with snowboard. One spring, about 4 years ago. Springtime like this. 2 days from here.
How about before snow machines? You travel around by dog team before snow machines?
I don't use much gas when I... This snow machine I had, I took 30 gallons from here. I went down to Point Hope and go down to Whaling about 4 or 5 times. And I went back again, never finished that 30 gallons.
Oh.
My snow machine, I don't use much gas.
How about before snow machines? Did you have dog team? Did you have a dog team before snow machines?
No. I got dog team before I got snow machine. When we stay up in Norwich, I got larger dogs, 10, 13 dogs. One time I come down here, go back one day to Cotter Hill. Before I come down here. I got married to that Cuba girl and we stayed in Norwich 9 years. And they called me down here to work in a school. And since that time I stayed here. No going nowhere.
You, when you were growing up, you used to travel up by boat to Point Hope, huh?
Just one time.
Just one time.
And next time I was for a celebration, I went with the airplane. For that real celebration time. Point Hope. Two times I went to Point Hope. One time, Point Barrow.
By boat?
Airplane. I went to Norfolk for Grand Jury. That was a long time ago, though, about 40 years ago. And I went down to Anchorage for my operation. Went home to New home, come back. And I went down to Anchorage again for a meeting. Come back again. I never go to the Fairbanks. Too far from here.
You ever travel to Noatak or Kivalina by dog team?
Dog team? Here, yeah. Snow going. Yeah, I go around there, go up to North Island, between Carolina and Caribou here, yeah. Come back to the bay, go up here lots of times, here it is up, over here, went over to Buckshot Mountain for Caribou hunting too, lots of times, about 4 or 5 times. This time of year, I went over there. About 5 times, 5 years. 2 trips. On the caribou there.
You remember who told you these old stories and legends? You remember who told you old stories?
Oh, I got that jet story from Guyana and Nuru people. Here, like the times. So when I come down, I tell a story of them.
You remember who told them?
Oh, a lot of people know it up here in Guyana and Nuru. But they all of them.
Who told you, who first told you those stories a long time ago that's not living today? Do you remember their names?
There's a man who would tell a story all the time, his name Peter Caulfield, among us, William Knox.
Jimmy who?
Guyana.
Jimmy
Ashway.
Ashway?
Those are Guyana and other people.
Yeah. That's okay. What kind of... I'm sure you've seen a lot of changes in your life.
Oh, I don't change my life yet. All my life is just about the same. But our living part. When I was young, it's the Eskimo way of living. machine, no airplane, no boat, just talking. And skin boat with paddle. It's a small way of living. And right now you forget all those things. You never notice anyone. You. Never see my skin boat, never see a kayak. Or an arrow, spear. Duck spear. You never see it all. You never see it all, duck skin.